The Alaska Department of Fish and Game reports the seafood industry contributing over 78,000 jobs to the Alaskan economy. The waters surrounding Alaska produce 60% of the nation's seafood. The department also reports an estimated $5.8 billion annually is brought in by Alaskan fisheries. Bristol Bay sockeye salmon and the Bering Sea crab and pollock representing some of the largest salmon, crab, and whitefish fisheries in the world. However, there's a problem. Currently, less than half the crew members in commercial fishing are Alaskan. In a panel hosted by APRN's Steve Heimel last month, he spoke to Executive Director of the Alaska Fisheries Development Foundation, Julie Decker. She says part of the increase of outside hiring is due to aging workers.
We have a graying of the fleet, so to speak, and that the fleet includes the processors and the marine support sector, and things like plant managers are going into retirement, and we don't have people to fill those jobs yet. So the seafood processing part of our maritime sector also sat down and prioritized what jobs not only do we need to fill, but are high-paying and that we can target Alaskans as long as they have training and the skills to fill these positions.
2 years ago, the University of Alaska Fairbanks created the Fishery Seafood Maritime Initiative to find out what the maritime industry needed. The surveys were conducted among commercial fishermen, seafood processors, researchers, and maritime business and trade workers. The resulting data led to the Maritime Workforce Development Plan that calls for Alaskans to become educated and trained in these fields. Education and training are priorities in the Maritime Workforce Development Plan. It states coordinated training between K through 12 educators, regional training centers, and the University of Alaska is needed to prepare high school students for additional training or work in the maritime sector. Decker says the relationship between the maritime industries and educational facilities is vital because of research.
We recognize that without our scientists, our biologists, we don't have a fishery. That's the way the state kind of manages things. So we viewed it as an integral part of the maritime industry. And yes, I think in some ways the university aligns more easily with scientists. But we're also part of this plan is to align some of the university resources that can align with more of the technical jobs. And that's a really important part of this.
Shipyard Development Director for Vigor Alaska, Doug Ward, also spoke on the panel. He says there is huge potential for year-round high-paying employment for Alaskans in the maritime industries that can have global effects.
I think globally, the private investment that's going into ocean sciences and marine research and things is enormous. And I think I've even heard it said there's more private investment in ocean sciences than there is in aerospace. It is a big part of the maritime industries because we really, and I know this, I've heard that we know less about our oceans than we do about the moon and space.
In 2013, ICER reported 50,000 people working in Bristol Bay during the salmon fishing season. 12,000 jobs were generated directly from fishing and processing. Another 36,000 were created by support industries like marine and airline transportation operations, financial services, local, state, and federal government natural resource development works, and tourism and hospitality workers. The Maritime Workforce Development Plan consists of a 5-year plan that starts in 2015. The first year's goals are to build awareness, create occupation advisory boards, engage with state agencies, and attract funding for a statewide coordinator to support the Maritime Initiative effort. In Dillingham, I'm Thea Card.